You covered it with the deep, as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. The topography of an area is simply a description of the surface features of the land, and this includes mountains and hills and creeks. Psalms 104 makes it quite clear that God drastically changed earth's topography. The floodwaters continued to rise, and soon there was a worldwide ocean because the waters covered even the highest mountains. As the water rose, earthquakes and volcanic activity, as well as tectonic plate movements, increased. The breaking up of the supercontinent, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, as well as the relatively rapid movement of the Earth's tectonic plates, contributed to continental masses and mountains such as the Himalayas, Alps, and Andes being pushed up, and other areas sinking down under the pressure of the water mass that streamed off the continents into the new ocean basins, just as described in Psalms 104. Today, during an earthquake or when a volcano erupts, we can still feel these movements, although on a much smaller scale. Towards the end of the flood, new continental land masses with new mountain ranges of folded layers pushed up out of the water. Of course, we all know that a rock cannot bend, so the folded mountains must have been formed while the sediment layers were still relatively soft. Otherwise, they would have crumbled and completely disintegrated without forming such even folds. So when these soft layers were being pushed up, they were distorted and twisted and folded because of this enormous release of energy. Remember, folded mountains did not form through volcanic action. It wasn't soft lava or other igneous rocks that hardened over time. Folded mountains consist of sedimentary rocks, which means it was deposited by water. Some great examples of these folded mountains are in the Swartberg Mountains of South Africa. These photos were taken between the towns of Barrydale and Montague in the Western Cape Province, South Africa.